mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Boy, you know, back to school has been great for Brian Bellbusters. Trisha wanted to get her friend Nicole.
Yeah.
So I called Nicole from the school with some of the permission slips we have not gotten back from her yet.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Nicole.
Speaking.
Hi, Nicole. David Silver from the TNA High School.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I know we've gotten a few permission slips back from you, but there were a few missing. I just wanted to check in with you.
Really?
Yeah, we got to get...
That's quite a few home already, so I thought I sent them all back.
Yeah, well, you might want to check your son's bag again, because, yeah, there were a few that we did not have, and there's a whole list of field trips coming up that we need to get all the permission slips back.
Oh, okay. I'll check his bag. Well, while you're on the phone, maybe you can give me an idea of what they are, so this way I know what I'm looking
sure.
for.
Sure. You sent back the zoo permission form, right? We got that one.
Yeah, he's going to be so excited.
I don't know if you checked off feeding the snow leopards or not, but then we also have...
No.
Okay. We had one for the science class, you know, explore science field trip coming up that we're all...
Oh, he loves science.
Yeah. We're going to be going to the Boston Distillery, and they'll learn the whole process of how to distill. You know, it's a very scientific process.
Okay, you know he's in second grade, right?
Yeah, this was really kind of suggested by a lot of the teachers. They really wanted this one. And the chaperone list is already full, so...
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, think about that one. I mean, I trust you guys, you know?
Sure. Yeah, and then, we also have... A lot of kids are interested in sharks, so we're going to go down to Chatham. We have a whole trip for... The kids will get to tag their own white shark.
Like a video game?
Oh, no. They'll be out in the boat, and they'll get to tag the sharks. You know, right up close and personal. Yeah. But it is $500 for the day, so...
What?
I'm going to pack a lunch.
Look for that one. Sounds like my son might be lunch. I'm not really fond of that one. I might not be sending you back that permission slip.
If you don't want him to go to that, he can just stay at the school and watch Shark Week. And then we also have one. A lot of the kids are into Fortnite. And
right. Yeah, during the summer, where it belongs.
Well, that's very good. But we actually have a kind of a real-world Fortnite event. We're going to be taking them all out to George's Island. And there's a couple different school districts actually going to meet us out there. We're going to have a big battle royale.
I mean, how dangerous is that? I mean, I understand my son was playing that all summer, his friends, and...
Yeah, it helps them learn about other cultures and, you know, how to try to be the last one left alive out there on the island.
I'm not super impressed so far with
map reading
trips at all. I mean, do any real educational ones?
Well, actually...
Sound dangerous.
We also have one that, from the history department, try to learn some American history. We're going to be taking all of the kids to Hamilton.
There you go. Now, that's one that I would love for my son to go to.
Again, very tough chaperone list.
Well, I'm sure. I can imagine. I mean, really? Even I want to see it. I'd love to go. That would be great.
Yeah, well, keep an eye out for the permission slip for that one. And then we'll also need the check for $750 per kid for the tickets.
Jeez. I'm sorry. The phone was breaking up for a minute. How much did you say that was again?
That was $750 per ticket.
That's very expensive.
You can't put a price on learning.
Yes, you can. Under $750. That's such a great school. I don't understand.
We also had one. We were going to take the kids all into a radio station and teach them how to make prank calls to people.
Well, I don't think that's nice.
Really? Because, Nicole, this is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. And this this is a Brian Bell buster.
Who set me up?
Your friend Trisha let us know it was your birthday and just thought we might be able to mess with you.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in one way because I asked her for a massage. And I'm also very relieved because now I know my son will be safe.
All right, well, hey, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show and have a great birthday, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are great.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.